first picture that was ever made at school on the front steps of the old school building. And I was sitting on the front row, and I had my feet crossed, and you could see the holes in my shoes. And I was so embarrassed because I didn't, the holes were showing in my shoes then. And then I can remember, and maybe a year or two after that, that I got a pair of saddle Oxfords when I, that's really the first, the next pair of shoes that I can remember having. And the sole came loose on them. And it would flop up and down, and I'd have to walk a certain way to keep from that sole doubling back up under my shoe. But finally my dad just cut it off, and I did get more shoes. But once the shoes wore out, well, you just went barefooted because you didn't get but one pair of shoes a year. But my husband says he can remember very well when they only had one pair of shoes a year, and his mother made his shirts out of the fertilized sacks also. And once a year they got to go to Rome, Georgia, and get two pair of overalls to have to wear to school the whole year, school season, you know. But they was all made out of cotton material. And then the bales of cotton didn't bring anything of price. The farmers had it so bad because what cotton they raised on the farm wasn't bringing anything, and they have a 500 bale of cotton that maybe not bring more than $5, and that seems unreasonable, but that's how bad the depression was in those times. So I know that we were fortunate that my dad did have some extra income, because with a family of eight, it was really hard. And but having a mother that was able to simplify and make mush out of cornmeal for breakfast a lot of the time, because we didn't have flour to have biscuit for breakfast, that it was good, just because, even though it was cornmeal mush, which is called used for other things now, different recipes and all, but as a child I can remember it very well.
We're going to talk a little bit about World War II now. Did your husband or any of your family serve in World War II?
Well, my husband didn't serve because he was drafted in 1934. He would have graduated in that spring, but the war was so bad that they drafted all the boys that was to graduate that year at Christmas, and actually in 43, a Christmas, and before he would have graduated in 44. But he was turned down in service because he had asthma real bad, had asthma attacks, and he was also flat-footed. But his brother did have to go, and no, it wasn't that war his brother went in. His brother went into the Korean War. But my brother-in-law did go into World War II, and my brother, and they were sent to Corpus Christi, Texas for their basic training. After they got through, finished with their basic training, they were given a furlough and came home. They were to report back there, and then they were to be sent to San Francisco, California, to be shipped somewhere. We didn't know what destination. When they got back to Corpus Christi, Texas, my brother had pneumonia and was put in, he was hospitalized out there for several days, and the other boys were shipped out while he was in the hospital, and my brother-in-law was one of the ones that was sent overseas, and he was sent to Okinawa, and he stayed 2 years in Okinawa, but my brother never did have to go. He did stay in service for some time after that, but he didn't have to go overseas. But I did have a cousin, my mother's sister, only sister. She had died when she was 27 years old, and she had a son. I had two sons that were 10 months and 19 months old when she died with malaria. And so my mother and my grandmother raised those two children, which presented a real hardship for them, also adding on to the other things they had to deal with. But one of those boys was drafted into service, and the other one was turned down. The one that was turned down continued to live with us and help make a crop, the crops there. But the one that was sent over there was killed in service during that World War II.
Okay. We are going to talk a little bit about your family now. What type of occupation did you and your husband have before, not now, but...
When we were raising our children.
When you were raising your children.
Well, when we were raising our children, we had two daughters, and they were only 19 months difference in their age, which was real close together. But still, that made them real close to each other. And it seemed like that being both of them girls, that it was very beneficial in lots of ways, because I did all the sewing for them, practically, and then brought one out where the other one could wear, and that helped. But he worked at Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, and started work there in 1944 in January, and right after he was turned down in service. And he worked there 36 and a half years. I never worked a full-time job. In those days, we stayed at home and kept the children at home. I did pick cotton a lot for my father-in-law. I did extra jobs in different areas. But when my youngest daughter started the school, I applied for substitute teaching, because that was something that I could be with them on a job doing all the time. And my husband worked different shifts at Goodyear. And so I applied for substitute teaching. And when the youngest one started school, I pretty well had a full-time job all the time. I had done full semesters for teachers. And other than that, I was rarely ever a week come that I didn't teach from 3 to 5 days every week. I really enjoyed it, and I enjoyed the fact that I could carry my children to school and bring them home with me. I did lots of substitute teaching in the home economics department, because I knew quite a bit about sewing, and I could assist the students. And home economics teacher had three daughters in that time. She was a young teacher, had just started teaching, and I would always fill in for her whatever time she was out, because I could carry on the cooking and the sewing. Basically, what they did in home economics then, this day, today, things are quite a bit different. It's nowhere near the same as it was then. My oldest daughter is a home economics teacher now, and the curriculum they have for them is nothing compared to what it was in those years. I started my children taking music lessons before the oldest one started school, and I carried them to center to take music lessons twice a week. But I always was able to go and do with them and be with them if it was sunbeams, GAs, or whatever function at the church. And they never locked out because of their daddy working different shifts. It seemed like it was always my responsibility to see if they got there. But I did substitute teaching for 13 years. And then when my oldest daughter started to college, She graduated from school 1 year and started school and started college at Jacksonville State University. And that made my other daughter a senior the same year. So financially, things got to be rather a problem in that we wound up with her going to Jacksonville too. That made two down there at the same time. And there was no way that we could send both girls to college at the same time without getting a loan. And that's just something that we never felt like we could do. We just never wanted to have to get a loan. So I got applied for a job at People's Telephone Company at Leesburg, and I worked with communications. I went to work there that summer in May, and I worked there for 15 and a half years. And they were well on their own, and both of them married when I retired from the company. I retired from there after my husband retired from Goodyear.